So yes, in the Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, all are talked about. So are these meant for people with different kinds of mentalities? Is it that more sentimental people take up Bhakti and more intellectual people take up Jnana? And do all lead to Moksha? Yes, all the yogas are progressive paths towards liberation. So the word yoga itself means connection. Connection of the soul with the Supreme. So Karma Yoga means connection primarily through action, detached action. Jnana Yoga means connection primarily through intellection. Intellection means intellectual contemplation. And Bhakti Yoga is connection through devotion. Now, if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, it does talk about different paths. But one conception in the Gita is that the Bhagavad Gita says, okay, whichever path you want to follow, you can follow. If you want to follow this, you can follow this. If you want to follow that, you can follow that. But if we see the Bhagavad Gita, it concludes with a very categorical declaration. 18.66 says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mashuchah. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Give up all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. The surrender to me is clearly the path of bhakti. So Krishna is not just telling over here, you path, follow whatever path you want. Krishna is recommending that you follow bhakti. And now bhakti can also be followed at various levels. So for example, in 12.8 to 12.12, Krishna talks about how bhakti can be followed at various levels. First he says, mai eva mana dhatsva mai buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mai eva ta urdhvam na samshayaha. He says, fix your mind on me, devote your intelligence to me, and in this way you will live in me even now. So it's interesting, Krishna is also saying, devote your intelligence to me. He's not saying that if you are an intellectual, you practice Jnana Yoga. No, he's saying, even if you have intelligence, devote your intelligence to me. Then he says, if you cannot constantly devote your mind and intelligence to me, that's 12.8. He says, one level lower is 12.9. Atachittam samadhatum nashaknosi maistiram abhyasa yoge natato mamichaptam dhananjaya. He says, you practice abhyasa yoga. Abhyasa yoga means practice trying to fix the mind on me. Do sadhana bhakti. So for example, when we chant Hare Krishna and try to fix the mind on Krishna, that is what we are trying to do, sadhana bhakti. Then if you can't even do that, then he says one level lower is you work for me. Matkarmo paramabho madartham pikarmani kurvan siddhimavapsisi. He says you work for me. That means do various kinds of seva. Even if you can't think about Krishna, we can do various kinds of seva for Krishna. If you can't do various kinds of seva, then Krishna says you work, but you sacrifice the fruits of your action for some noble cause. And by that you will gradually rise to a higher level of perfection. So the point is, Krishna clearly recommends Bhakti Yoga as the universal path for liberation for everyone. And if somebody cannot practice Bhakti at the highest level, they can practice Bhakti at various levels. Where sometimes the intelligence is prominent or where the action is prominent. So rather than thinking of the Bhagavad Gita as recommending different paths in different sections, some people say that, say the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita talk about Karma Yoga, the last six chapters talk about Jnana Yoga, the middle six chapters talk about Bhakti Yoga. That's what is often understood. But more precisely, actually the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita talk about how Karma Yoga leads to Bhakti Yoga. And the last six chapters talk about how Jnana Yoga leads to Bhakti Yoga. So for example, Krishna, in the third chapter, 30th verse, he takes that mai sarvani karmani sannyasya adhyatma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhya samayu tajvara. Third chapter is called as Karma Yoga. But this chapter, this verse is like the climax in that. He says, don't just be detached from the fruits of your work. He says, offer the fruits of your work to me. So Karma Yoga culminates in Bhakti Yoga. What Krishna is telling is, practice Karma Yoga, but just don't focus on karma. Don't just focus on detachment from karma. Focus on devoting your fruits to me. Similarly, when he talks about Jnana Yoga, in 7.19 he states, Bahunam Janmana Amante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. So he says, Bahunam Janmanamante. After many lifetimes, those who become Jnanavan, those who become true knowledgeable, what do? They Mam Prapadyate. They surrender to me. So that means the perfection of Jnana Yoga is also to practice Bhakti. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about, yes, people who have a primarily action orientation, they can practice Karma. Those who have primarily intellectual orientation, they can practice Jnana Yoga. But the Bhagavad Gita's recommendation is, the best course of action is to practice Bhakti Yoga. And within Bhakti Yoga, one may focus more on action or one may focus more on intellection. That may vary according to one's own nature. But all paths lead to progressive elevation. But the easiest and the fastest elevation comes by the practice of Bhakti. And all other paths, to lead to the ultimate success, they have to culminate in Bhakti. So the Bhagavad Gita's recommendation is, yes, different people with different mentalities can follow different paths. But eventually they have to come to Bhakti and they may practice Bhakti according to their individual natures. They may focus on different levels with different faculties being more stressed. And ultimately through Bhakti they will attain perfection. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.